Many people felt sorry for the poor vicar.
Everyone knew that he did not have a lovely home to return to after a long day's work.
In the summertime, when the windows of the vicarage were open, the angry voice of the vicar's wife could be heard all around when she bitterly complained about her husband. How could he be such a slob that he went into the sitting room with dirty shoes? Mrs. Anderson had just washed the floor and then gone home for the day. Now who was going to tidy up after him? Surely he did not expect his wife's sensitive hands to become exposed to the dirty washing water. Her mother had indeed been right when she warned her about marrying him. He was such a slob and so dull that it was driving her mad. And he never showed her the least bit of consideration. She, who was so sensitive, she was always the last thing on his mind. The years passed, and life did not get any easier for the vicar. His wife got more and more bitter and angry. One of her favorite topics berating him for was that he never managed to give her a child. There was no doubt in her mind that it was his fault. All the women in her family had been excellent childbearers. With another man, she would surely have had a whole row of children by now,
of whom she could have been proud.
The vicar never dared gainsay her. That would only upset her even more. If he had dared, he would have pointed out that their childlessness was probably because she never slept with him and hadn't done since their first year of marriage. Each time he tried approaching her after that, she would withdraw while staring at him in disgust, as though he were a drunken madman about to assault and rape her. She made it very clear to her husband that she had no intention of putting up with such filth anymore. She had patiently let him sleep with her for an entire year, and yet she had not become pregnant. Now she had realized that she had wasted herself on the wrong man, and she would never forgive him for not giving her a child. At first, he was disappointed. Their marital relations had undoubtedly not brought heavenly delight. But at least he had reached orgasm when he was with his wife. It was better than nothing. But it was not particularly exciting. She would pull aside her nightgown just enough that he could penetrate her, and then she would lie there stiff as a board while he monotonously thrust and thrust until reaching climax. He would barely have time to catch his breath before she pushed him away and lie down with her back to him. After having made a few attempts, he lost the courage to persist. From then on, he would get into bed as quietly as he could and lie down with his back to her. One day, when they had been married for 15 years, she made an approach. Her friend, Mrs. Berg, had a child at 40 years old, and the vicar's wife got a new glimpse of hope. And when the couple went to bed that night, she almost frightened her poor husband to death when she lifted the covers and inched closer to him. She announced that she had decided to give him another chance.
She wanted him, too. Well, she wanted him to provide her with his seed again.
The vicar was completely taken by surprise and had no idea what to do. It had been years since his wife's body had aroused him. He desperately tried to rub some life into his manhood, but it had no intention of playing along. It did get a bit less soft from his work, but never hard enough that he would be able to push it into his wife's dry hole. After trying until he was utterly exhausted and drenched with sweat, he had to give up. In a fit of anger, his wife banished him from the bedroom, and he would have to sleep on the sofa in the sitting room that night. After that experience, neither of them ever tried to rekindle their intimate relations. To compensate for the lack of erotic stimulation at home, the vicar found solace in the secret and passionate encounters of others. He became a voyeur, who could become so aroused while hiding and observing that he was able to stroke himself right until the pinnacle of excitement. One morning, when he was going into the stables, he spotted the stable boy and the kitchen maid up in the hayloft. It was a bright summer morning, and they had left the door to the barn wide open.